Hello everyone, welcome to Stories with Little Nona. This story is about The Deer in the Wood by Laura Ingalls Wilder. This story for all of my listeners. Now, are you cozy? Let's get ready. Once upon a time, a little girl named Laura lived in a little house made of logs in the big woods of
Wisconsin.
Laura lived in the little house with her pa, her ma, her big sister Mary, her baby sister Carrie, and her good old bulldog Jack. So Laura and Mary were dancing together, and Jack, their bulldog, remember? He is really nice. It was autumn, and the days were getting short and cold. A fire burned all day in the cook stove to keep the little house warm. Laura and Mary worked on their patchwork quilt in front of the fire. This picture is about Laura and Mary sewing the quilt together. One night, Pa said that after supper that he will go into the big woods to look for a deer. There had been no meat in the little house since spring, and it was time for Pa to go hunting again. After supper, Pa went into the big woods while Laura and Mary went to bed. They missed the songs Pa always played for them on his fiddle before they fell asleep. In this picture, Pa is chopping the wood. Chop, chop, chop. The next day, Laura and Mary waited for Pa to tell them about the deer. But Pa was busy all day chopping firewood, so the little house would stay warm inside. There was no deer meat for supper that night. After supper, Pa took Laura on his knee while Mary sat close on her little chair. Pa said, "Now, I'll tell you why we had no meat today." "Last night, I went into the woods and climbed up into a big oak tree to watch for a deer," said Pa. "Soon the big round moon rose so he could see a deer with great big horns that stood out from his head. He looked so strong and free and wild I couldn't shoot him. I just sat and looked at him until he ran off into the big woods. Then I remember that Ma and my girls were waiting for me to bring home some meat for supper. So I made up my mind. Next time, if I saw a deer, I would shoot." After a long while, a mother deer and her baby fawn stepped into the moonlight. They stood there together, looking out into the big woods. Their large eyes were shining and soft. I just sat there looking at them until they walked away among the shadows. Then I climbed down the tree and came home.
Laura whispered in his ear, "I'm glad you didn't shoot them." And Mary said, "We still can eat bread and butter." Paul hugged them both and together and said, "You are my good girls." That night, Laura and Mary were tucked snugly under their covers. Pa played his fiddle softly. Ma sat by the fireplace, gently rocking and knitting. Laura lay awake a little while, thinking how lucky they would be to be so safe and cozy in their little house in the big woods. The end. If I read this book, it reminds me from Prophets. It is better to eat dry crust of bread in peace and quiet than to eat a big dinner in a house full of fighting. I agree. And anyways, I choose dry crust of bread so I can have peace and quietness. I don't want to choose a big dinner in a house full of fighting. I hate fighting, but I just love to play gently fighting, like I fight it in bed. Bye guys, thank you for enjoying the story. Come back with Little Nana soon. I love you.